It's an age-old debate. Leave the dams as they are in the Columbia River, which is vital to shipping agricultural products, or take the dams out in order to help salmon. President and CEO of Columbia Grain International, Jeff Van Pevenage, has a definite opinion. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
What I thought was really interesting, a group of us in the industry went and toured the Lower Granite Dam. And we toured through the fish ladders, and we looked at the numbers in terms of fish that are coming back up over the dam. When you look at the numbers of fish that have come back up over the dam and compare it to 1938 when Bonneville Dam was built, the numbers are very comparable. And a lot of the ups and downs of the fish coming back appear to have a lot more to do with what's going on in the ocean, not what's going on in the river. Certainly, you're not getting free flow, but I would say this. We've spent a lot of money, time, resources studying how to do it better, and we're doing a better job. And science and the numbers will tell you that we're doing a better job of helping the fish get down and get back up again. We have no proof that spending $34 billion to take the dams out will make the fish runs any better than what they are today. And I think it's really interesting to go and listen to people that are working on the projects and hear what they're saying and hear what the results are looking like.
He does make a point. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.